Listen to a young woman giving a talk about New Year customs in Scotland.
Well, the Scots know how to enjoy themselves and they go for it at New Year. New Year is known as Hogmanay in Scotland. And the celebrations in Edinburgh, Scotland's capital, attract visitors from all over the world. On New Year's Eve, there's always a huge street party for close to 100,000 people with fire eaters, dancers, fireworks, acrobats. You name it, really. It's happening there. At the same time, all over the country, there'll be Ceilids taking place. These are parties where people enjoy doing traditional dancing to Gaelic music. People in Scotland are also still keen on the first footing tradition. Basically, to ensure good luck and prosperity for the year ahead, the first person to set foot in your house after midnight should be a dark-haired man. Fair-haired first footers were not particularly welcome after the Viking invasion of ancient times. People shouldn't show up empty-handed, though. Traditional gifts to take to someone's house include a lump of coal to place on their fire, a type of traditional biscuit called shortbread, or some whisky, the national alcoholic drink of Scotland. Another tradition is redding the house. Rather than a big spring clean, the Scots make sure their homes are spotless to welcome in the new year. Starting the year with a dirty or messy home is considered bad luck. And cleaning your home also extends to clearing your debt. People don't want to go into the new year with debts hanging over them. And last but not least, perhaps the most famous Scottish New Year tradition of all, is singing Auld Lang Syne at the stroke of midnight. The song is known across the entire globe now and instantly recognisable. It's actually really heartwarming to see people from all cultures crossing hands to sing it to welcome in a new year, knowing that it comes from this small country in Western Europe.